Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Your Choice of a King.
If each morning as you face a day of living, all the problems that stand tall make hope seem dim, take each one and turn it over to the Master. You need nothing more through all the day than Him. Nothing more than Him. Nothing more than Him. He is all sufficient for the emptiness within. Let Him have unanswered questions, open eyes that blind have been. You need nothing, really nothing. You need nothing more than Him. All too often we hold dear what this world offers. Men of means enjoy our envy and esteem. Count the blessings that are yours because of Jesus. You need nothing more to satisfy than Him. Nothing more than Him. Nothing more than Him. He is all sufficient for the emptiness within. Let Him have unanswered questions, open eyes that blind have been. You need nothing, really nothing. You need nothing more than Him. It is better to have little and be godly than to own the wealth possessed by evil men. For the strength of all the wicked shall be broken. In that day there'll be no need for more than Him. Nothing more than Him. Nothing more than Him. He is all sufficient for the emptiness within. Let Him have unanswered questions, open eyes that blind have been. You need nothing, really nothing. You need nothing more than Him. You need nothing more than Him.
In the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 27, we have the account of the option that is presented: will it be Jesus or Barabbas? And the crowd, because of envy, rejects the Lord Jesus and chooses Barabbas. And verse 17 says, therefore, when they were gathered together, now that it would be, again, something that is commendable in that it provides them anonymity, that as in a crowd, they can say things and nobody will really know who's said it. In a crowd, they can have some measure of safety. It's like a flock of birds that's traveling. And there's a hawk looming overhead. And with so many of them, one will be taken by the hawk. The others will go on. But because there are so many, who misses this one? So this crowd, standing, rejecting the Lord Jesus, has the question presented to them: whom will ye that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. Pilate knows the reasoning behind the decision that was made by these people. So they are choosing who will rule over them, rule for them. They choose one like unto themselves. The Lord Jesus was holy, is holy, always will be holy. He is separate from sinners. He's undefiled. And the sinner says, not this man, but Barabbas. You know, that when people don't want to do right, they will exaggerate on things. Take, for example, young people. You can't do anything around here. Well, you can. You just talked, and you can do that. You can see, and you can think. And all they're saying is that I can't do what I want to do. So my whole world is wrapped up in what I want to do. And if I can't do what I want to do, then there's nothing that I can do. Well, that's the way that people think. They are choosing their king. Their choice has been what they feel is right rather than what is right. This crowd rejected the Lord Jesus for envy, not Christ the Lord, the Son of God, not God come in the flesh, not Emmanuel, but Barabbas. And the scriptures tell us in other places that Barabbas was a robber. He was a thief. He was on the cross because he had done wrong. And they wanted themselves one like they were. Give us someone to rule over us like we are. Now, where do you suppose this path will take you? Where is he? Well, he is condemned. You want to follow him? If you do follow him, what do you have awaiting you upon your destiny when you follow him all the way to the end? If you choose the Lord Jesus, what awaits you? Well, you have life as you travel with him. You have life more abundantly. You have joy unspeakable as you have chosen him. And you know, we have to make a choice quite often. We make a choice each day that it will be Christ and not Barabbas or not the worldly position or not the worldly direction, but it will be Christ, the Lord. Each day we make that choice. And therefore, we must go on to say, this day I make the choice. It will be Christ whom I choose. Secondly, in each situation, we must make a choice. And therefore, we move on to say, in this situation, I choose Christ. Sometimes the tendency or the temptation is to say, well, after this, then I'll start. No, this situation, choose Christ. And thirdly, each step I take, I must take that step trusting in Christ the Lord. Not only each step, but this step, this very event in which I'm involved, I must do this to the Lord's glory. I must do this by his power. You know, the next step may not come. We must do it now. We must follow him now if we are going to make the right choice of having the only king rule on our hearts. And that is to be done right now. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.